Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ, in the studio with me. What? Well, what's so funny? Right out of the box.
It's the way you say that. It always cracks me up.
Whitney.
Whitney.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, that's our thing, right? Yeah, exactly. Whitney. Yeah, that's it. All right.
It's lazy, Greg.
What? It's lazy? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, that's just what we do. Kind of in a laid back mood because we're just a couple weeks away from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. We're going to check in with Mark Young, who is the proprietor behind that major diving event that happens June 3rd and 4th in Long Beach, California at the Convention Center. He's going to join us a little bit later on the show today. Also, it's raining fish. We're going to talk about where it's raining fish. Because, I mean, you may not even have to go scuba diving to have an encounter with fish.
That's no fun.
Well, I don't know. If it's raining fish, I think that could be pretty
I still want to be. I'd still rather be in the water.
I would, too. But if you were on your surface interval and it started raining fish, would that just be a more effective use of that surface interval time?
No, because most likely the fish would be dead.
Well, maybe not.
If
maybe
in the
not
air,
yet.
They can't breathe.
No, they're coming out of the sky.
Smelly ass fish
landing on your noggin. You know,
no, I'll pass.
I'll tell you where that's happening.
Tell me where it is so I make sure not to go there.
I think you're going to want to go.
No,
it's in a place that has some diving attractions, but we'll get to that a little later on. To lead off the show today, however, I had a story that popped up on our radar that I want to discuss with the crew here. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, connected via the web, includes Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and Bubba Boy, who is signed on remotely today. So we got a fairly full crew. And this story came across my desk about a new hand signal. Now, I get that. Yes, exactly. I get that all the time. You're number one. You're number one. A new hand signal. Supposedly, this came out from, I believe it said, some folks at Patty put out a new hand signal for you're not feeling well underwater. And the signal is you take your index finger.
Is it this? Is it?
No, I don't think you make that sound underwater. You could, actually, though. But you take your index finger, point it at your chest area, and make a circle. And that supposedly means I'm not feeling well.
I thought it meant cut a hole in my sternum.
Yeah. That's
with a bone
saw. Vinny got it.
Now that makes sense.
My heart is not ticking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does seem odd. I don't understand the signaling.
That's what Dr. Doug signals to his nurse when he needs a bone saw.
Okay. You think maybe?
He goes, hey.
Yeah. Well, if you're making the circle of a big O, like, you know, where's the hole? I don't know. I don't know. I don't get why that's supposed to.
That's another show.
Mean, you're on a roll. You're Vinny Two Tanks.
Yes, I'm on a roll, but I'd rather be on a biscuit.
You're busting them up because you're the funny one.
You're killing me.
Yeah, old Cock Johnson's the funny one of Scuba Radio. Let's keep that.
Well,
keep
there's that a first time for everything.
In check. Yeah. Anyway, so they came out with this hand signal, and I thought that if you're not feeling well, and Jared the Diver Guy's an instructor like myself, that you take your hand and you just, you know, go like this, and like, I'm not feeling good. And it,
something's not right.
Yeah, you just, wave your hand like you're not feeling good. Like, everybody, I don't know. So I don't know why we need another signal that says I'm not feeling well.
Or you could do this.
Well, yeah, but you get your regulator in your mouth.
Well, he's pop.
Taking his finger and sticking it in his mouth. So you take the regulator out and like I'm going to blow.
Or you just point at your regulator without hitting the purge button.
Yeah, but if you draw a circle with your index finger on your chest, I mean.
If you did that to me, I would have no idea what the hell
exactly.
You were doing. I'd be like, what are you doing? Are you hungry? If you rub like that, you know, that's what, I'm hungry or I'm full.
Well, okay, right. Yeah, a lot of the hand signals are pretty self-explanatory like that. You don't even have to, you know, understand what someone's saying 9 times out of 10.
So that's a new one.
It's like Panama.
Are they teaching new divers this? Or
They're putting it out there that this is a new signal. And I wonder, is it because they're saying like, hey, I feel like I got COVID? Or I don't know what the hell the point of this is. And I guess that was my thing.
Maybe if you're going to hurl underwater like we talked about a while back.
Yeah, but you could do the wave the hand thing. I'm not feeling good. And then if you blow, they're going to see that you're blowing chunks underwater pretty quick.
You can't rub your stomach because that's low on air. So,
well,
just might as well rub the chest now.
Well, low on air. I thought low on air was like you take your fist.
No, you can do the fist up here, and you can also rub down here also.
Well, don't rub down there, Jerry.
Jerry's more of a fister.
That's a totally different signal. One that we don't
recommend.
You get
a little lower, that's a different signal.
Yeah, that was funny, Jerry.
Yeah. So, see? Thank God we got Vinny.
Arbiter here. Of humor.
Okay. I don't know. Do we need more hand signals, or is this? Sounds like it's just making things more confusing to me.
I don't think I've ever used that.
Which one? What? What, the hand?
Matter of fact, I forgot all about that.
No, yeah, but
I've never not felt well.
But it's so pretty. If you're taking a student down, or even if we're diving, you're having ear problems, you would either point to your ear and go,
I'd point to my ear.
You'd point to your ear and then you go, I'm having issues like that. I mean, that, you know, when you wave
your
hand.
I would do this to you.
That's inappropriate.
Screwdriver.
Right. That's what that means. buddy teams have their own inside hand signals. Like we have one, bull, and then you make the hand gesture like
ship.
This. Yeah, bullship. Right.
With a P.
And you're calling your buddy out. You know, you can have some inside signals
big,
like that.
Big ship.
That most people can figure out just by, you know, it's like charades underwater, you know. But when you create a whole new signal that I don't even see the connection to making a circle with an index finger on your chest, what that has to do with not feeling well, I don't get it at all.
Is there a better one that you would suggest or
no, I don't think we need anymore. I mean, I don't need to communicate with you guys anymore than I already do. Why do you think I go down underwater? To get away from your voices, your loud noises.
Wow, antisocial.
Yeah, Greg usually goes off to himself and his zen moment.
Exactly.
Ignoring everything.
I don't think I'm alone there. I mean,
I can never remember what they mean.
So, you know, you can make all the hand signals you want.
We need
and Vinny will just look at you as cluelessly as he always does, like he is right now at us.
I was on a scuba ventures trip once, and there was a bunch of divers that were experts from Northern California, and they kept hand signaling me through the first couple of dives. And finally, I said, "Hey, you guys can hand signal me till doomsday. I don't understand the thing you're saying. None of it makes any sense to me. So I don't know the singles. All right,
right,
get singling me."
So they just kept saying you're number one, and you're like, I get it.
You should have gave them the universal signal, Beanie.
Well, I didn't want to be that rude, but I just said, hey, you know, you can single to doomsday. I don't know what any of those singles are.
Yes.
I know up, I know down. I know some of the basic ones, but.
Right. Well, keep it basic. Yeah, we got to dumb it down for Vinny Two Tanks, don't we? We got to keep it that level. And I mean a compliment, Vinny.
Actually, I think most divers don't know all the singles. They just know the basic ones.
Right.
The singles?
Yes, the singles.
Singles.
You don't know many of the singles because if you don't know them.
Top 40 singles coming in at number 5.
You're destined to be a single for the rest of your life. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Fula! You'll hear that a lot when you visit Fiji. It's more than a greeting. It's the spirit of this friendly country. With 333 islands, white sand beaches, and year-round tropical warmth, it's hard not to feel happy at this exceptional dive destination known as the soft coral capital of the world. Fiji Airways has a modern fleet of aircraft to take you to Fiji in style and at great prices. Contact your travel agent now or go to FijiAirways.com and plan your Fijian dive adventure. That's FijiAirways.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Hey, baby. What's going down?
Later, nerd.
Are you lacking with the ladies?
Nope.
Enhance your scuba superpowers with a new scuba radio hat.
Wow, nice hat.
Just picked it up at scubaradio.com.
Buy two scuba radio hats and get free shipping.
Need a dive, buddy, sexy?
Always. And I got a scuba radio hat for you, too.
New scuba radio hats are now available at scubaradio.com.
So cool.
Order yours today or stay a loser.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, so you guys don't watch the news. What do you do?
I do a lot of Dateline. I love it. Husbands murdering their wives. Happens a lot on vacation. Scuba diving. He'll just unplug her oxygen while she's underwater. Happens more than you think.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Hoth Park House Band. A friend of Diver Dennis and myself. This guy, he's actually, we know him from our airplane show, Just Plain Radio. And him and his band did this song, Headlong Dive. It applies well.
Oh, like a plane taking a dive.
No.
Which is a bad thing.
No, it's a scuba dive thing. I think.
Oh, all right.
Hell if I know. But it worked for scuba radio.
If you go
radio.
Into a nosedive, is that what it's called?
That's bad. That would be bad in an airplane, but it wouldn't be bad as a scuba diver. And that's what we are. We are a show
right,
for
no
scuba
kidding.
Diving. Yeah.
By kidding, I mean.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean. I see the hand signal. Yes, I know. I'm number one. Got it. All right. So, CJ in the studio with me. Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We've been joined by Diver Dennis, sometimes known as Dennis.
The Menace.
The Menace?
No, that's too cliche.
Tennis Dennis.
He helps me out on Just Plain Radio. Captain Dennis. He's a captain of an airplane. But today,
he's
on Scuba Radio, so he's Diver Dennis. Right, Dennis?
Captain Dennis?
Sure, I'll take whatever
great.
You want to call me.
He's a man of many hats.
Yeah. He'll take whatever we can call him, but we're not going to call him what we really want to say, because then we get kicked off the radio.
Then you don't get to fly in the airplane, Greg.
Well, that's true. He has an airplane, and so we got to suck up to him so we can get to places that we want to go.
Dennis Mooney.
That he has a Mooney 201. That would be good too. But I think Diver Dennis works today, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll go with that. All right. So hand signals. We got enough of them. Is that the consensus of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad?
See.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we don't need any more. You're only going to confuse us if
you're rejecting
more.
Patty. Oh, you're in trouble now, Mister.
Maybe. I just don't see the point.
Well, maybe it's that they reject everybody else.
How so? What do you mean, Jerry?
Hey, they certified me, though.
Keep adding more on to us.
Well, I mean, they got to act like they're doing stuff all the time. I don't know. I just like just don't make things more confusing for us. We don't need more hand signals. We really don't. Especially when you already have one that describes you're not feeling well by just taking your hand and waving it like, I don't know. That's good enough for I don't feel well. You don't need a separate hand signal.
Yeah, if you do anything like this, it looks like you're pointing your BC or it's like,
right.
Like, what are you trying to show
me? I got a hole in my chest. Or, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Monkey heart needs banana.
Okay.
I've been shot with a spear gun. Pull it out. Wait, right. Don't pull it out.
Yeah, because if you pull it out, you'll bleed out.
Leave it for now.
No, we're going to pull it out.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's one story that was kind of worthless that came out. Another one was it's raining fish. And we got to talk about this because...
Forgive me if I'm skeptical.
Well, you know, being an actor that appeared in Sharknado 3, that is why there's raining fish in this small town in Honduras. Supposedly, it happens fairly consistently at the same time every year. They have a big storm.
Are they falling off a waterfall with a gust of wind? I could see that happening.
No, it's like a water spout off the coast of Honduras. And when these tornadoes out on the ocean, form, they suck the water up out of the ocean and then disperse it out on land. And evidently there's some kind of weather pattern that's fairly consistent in this little town in Honduras where it's sucking up fish and it's raining fish during a storm. And they've actually decided to monetize this whole process. And they've encouraged the town to gather the fish to sell on market. And they're calling them heaven fish. So you can actually buy
it's
heaven
not a bad
fish.
Idea
it,
sky
you know,
fish
well heaven fish and they you know you they take it to the local processing plant and the people that are gathering up all these fish that fall from the sky are getting like $6 a pound and making money, and so they're happy, and then people would buy it. This is heaven fish.
Just scrape the sand off.
Well, they wash them. They got to clean them and that kind of thing. But that would be kind of cool, I think. You know, I mean, Honduras has great diving. You know, I don't know this town, how close it is to the coast. I assume it's not too far.
Would you eat heaven fish?
Heck yeah. Came from heaven. Hello.
I think that sounds like fun diving. You got a high cyclone or a hurricane, and you got flying fish, and you can dive. Wow.
Right.
I think this is how the scuba diver wound up in the tree in that story. Right?
That's right. There's the old urban legend that happened to a diver.
Well, I thought he got sucked up by one of the planes that's putting out the fire.
Well, that's right. That was the story. But it could happen, I guess, with a water spout, too. But, yeah.
He survived that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. How do you think that somebody told the story?
Here's a story.
Somebody's
supposedly
seen it.
There were forest fires out west, and the planes that scoop up the water to try to put out the forest fires scooped up some water in a lake in the nearby area, and there was a diver down there, and he got scooped up in the process, and they didn't know it.
That's why you always have to have a flag.
Right. Exactly. Jerry, are you listening?
I'm with you.
He's next.
So he got scooped up, and they found him after the fire was out. They found this diver in a tree. Now, actually, I don't think he survived the episode, but this is one of those kind of urban legend type of stories. You know what I mean? So I don't even know if it's true, but it's a great story. We don't let the truth get in the way of that, right?
Well, I'll Google it.
Okay. All right. Vinny's going to Google it. But it could happen with a water spout, too, I guess. I mean, this is like a Sharknado. It's the same thing, basically, you know, a Sharknado. Water spout forms off the coast, sucks up the sharks. In this case, it's just a bunch of fish. I mean, I guess, you know, they don't say they didn't have any sharks get sucked up there in Honduras, but they could have been a shark or something, too, I guess. And then they start falling from the sky.
When we go to Honduras, we had to take a chainsaw with us?
Well, it'd probably be a good safety device for sure.
Well, you might not want to bring that dive float because it might get sucked up in the cyclone and take you with it.
Well, there's that, but then they would know there's an issue. Hey, there's some guy hanging from a rope from our water tank. What's that all about? Don't worry about it. He'll live through it. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Come on, come on for the magical scuba dive tour. Right this way.
Come on.
What the hell is that?
Come on to the magic dive tour.
Could you, like, shut up?
Come on to the Magic Dive Tour.
I don't want to hear you.
This is your invitation. Come on to the Magic Dive Tour.
What's wrong with you?
Might see a levitation. Come on to the Magic Dive Tour.
What, are you an idiot?
Our magical scuba dive tour is waiting to take you to play. The unique scuba radio way. Dive in today.
That's awful.
So let's clear the air of that.
Okay. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That little teaser for our magical scuba dive tour with Explorer Ventures. This is going to be a really cool scuba radio, scuba cruise, August 12th through the 19th. If you want to join us, I highly encourage you to do so. Because all you have to do is call up Explorer Ventures at 1-800-322-3577. And not only will we be on board doing a broadcast that week to give everybody an opportunity on the boat to tell their friends back home to suck it, losers, as you do, we're going to document it. It'll be like a little time capsule souvenir of your adventure on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 that week. And then we're going to have mermaids, Mermaid Kristen. We got a new mermaid's going to join us, Kelly. So Kelly and Kristen, mermaids. And then we have Scott, the scuba magician, who's going to be on board with us to perform magic after dinner and stuff on some nights. So it's going to be a magical, it's going to be a mermaid mystery. It's just going to be crazy, a whole new level of nuts that we're going to all encounter together on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. So make sure you join us. I highly recommend it. You know, every time we do these things, once or twice a year, I'm always looking for something different to add to the mix, to make things a little different. This, we've never had a magician on board. It's going to be truly something special. And you'll get a little preview of this at the Scuba Show in a couple weeks because Scott, who is going to be with us on the boat that week, will be with us to open the Scuba Show on Saturday morning, June 3rd in Long Beach at the Convention Center. As we're not going to cut a ribbon to open up the exhibit show floor. We're going to cut a mermaid in half. This has never been done before, but we are going to do it. And assuming that goes well, he'll join us on the boat. Actually, if it doesn't go well, he'll still be on the boat with us. I don't really care.
He'll be a fugitive, but he'll be on the boat.
Right. He may have to, you know, leave the country anyway. So it might just be very convenient. I will tell you, you know, off the record, so to speak, you know, since no one's listening, right?
No.
Rachel, who is the mermaid that we are planning to cut in half to open the show at the Scuba Show, she confided in me as they were preparing for this whole thing that we're going to do, you know, working with Scott, the magician, and the whole thing. She you know, had a meeting with him and talked about what this involves. And she goes, you know, this is pretty technical, Greg. This could go horribly wrong. I mean, if I, you know, what happens if I'm injured or something? And I'm like,
you signed the waiver.
Right. And I'm like, if you're injured, I mean, remember that we're doing all this for the spectacle of it. It's going to be epic. And if it bleeds, it leads. You know, it's going to be, Vinny gets it. He's out there. So, you know, I don't see a downside. She saw a slight downside. But we'll have to wait and see how that goes. I think it's going to be something truly, truly special. So plan accordingly or avoid it at all costs, depending on your perspective. All right? Okay, so just real quick to kind of button up that story with it's raining fish. First off, if we went to Honduras to do some diving, would that be a fun little side attraction to kind of witness a fish storm?
Well, it would suck because I'm imagining if the conditions are such that it's raining fish, you wouldn't be able to dive.
Well, yeah, but it's raining fish, so at least you'd have you know, another attraction to play with. And it's not going to rain every day. I mean, it's tropical. It's like the thunderstorms in the afternoon here in Florida. I mean, that's probably what's going on.
You have to film it because no one would believe you once you get home.
True. True.
It was raining fish. Yeah, sure it was.
Yeah, you'd want to get that on video. Yeah,
that's
Jerry.
That's what the GoPros are for.
Well, that's right. Jerry, what do you think?
That's what the fish said right before he got sucked up, CJ.
What, do you need a GoPro?
It sucked. No, that it sucked.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. So, you know, I mean, it could happen.
And, I didn't want to interrupt you, Greg.
That's okay. I mean, when you have quality entertainment to like that, I mean, it's obviously a good time
it's
to
cold.
Keep... what is it, Vinny?
It's gold.
It's gold. Okay, if you say so.
You know, that's why Barry's not here right now.
Because?
I told him it was raining men.
Oh. All right. Wait, do you want to sing it then?
Nah.
No. It's raining
fish. No one
fish.
Wants that, Greg. No.
Hallelujah. Come on, Greg. It's raining fish.
That's
in Honduras. It's raining fish. Yeah, I mean,
bring the elves back.
I think we just lost half our audience.
Yeah, well, sorry, Mom. Okay, so anyway, that's
as
that.
She turns the TV or turns the radio up.
Yeah, but I think it would be kind of cool to experience that on a trip to Honduras. And as far as I know, that's the only place on the planet where they have this raining fish phenomenon fairly regularly at a certain time of the year.
I think if someone puts a trip together like that, I'd go on that.
Well, see, Vinny would go. Yeah, yeah, he likes the idea.
For a chance to
see
that,
I believe Vinny would do anything to get out of California.
that's true.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever it takes.
Greg, I just got a text from your mom.
Uh-oh.
And? She said, I don't have a son.
Not anymore.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I heard she was going to be on the show today somewhere.
No. She just disowned me for that last comment or two, Vinny. See? See what happens?
She was supposed to, Vinny.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
She got bumped.
Out of all of you. Just stop.
He bumped his own mom.
Just stop.
She got bumped.
You guys, come on now. I'm already down. Why are you kicking me? That's just not appropriate.
Because you bring up these stupid fish stories.
Well, okay. There's that.
You got to call you out on this stuff,
man. All right. Well, by the way, program note, coming up, we are going to have Mark Young from The Scuba Show join us a little bit later on. Next week, however, we hope to get an interview with Dr. Dutturi, who is known as Dr. Deep Sea. He's the guy who just broke the record for the longest underwater stay, and he's down there at Jules Undersea Lodge in Key Largo.
Dr. Detroit, got it.
No, Dr. Deep Sea is one of his nicknames, but Joe Dutturi is his name.
What about Dr. Love?
Dr. Doug spent some time with him in the habitat there a couple weeks ago, and we talked to him about that. But we hope to get Dr. Deep Sea on the show next week, which, by the way, he'll only have like 2 days after we interview him next Saturday, because he's about at the end of his thing. The goal was to do, I think, 100 days or something.
Are we still down there?
He's still down there.
Holy crap. I saw Dr. Doug's post on Facebook.
Right.
He went down for, what, 24 hours?
Yeah. He went and hung out with him for a day, took some measurements from him, inspected
him. Was he fitting him for a suit?
Yeah.
Medical checks.
Yeah, yeah. He's probing him, that kind of thing. What doctors do to each other, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, something about a stinking glove.
Something about turn your head and cough.
Yeah. Hey now. But anyway, he's going to join us next week if things go as planned. And that'll be kind of cool because it'll be at the end. And jonesing to get out from under the habitat there in Key Largo. So plan accordingly. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
A professional mermaid says unwanted advances from merverts is the worst part of the job. Just like that. You've been made aware of a new profession and its very serious problems and the word mervert.
Hey now.
Get my flippers on and go scuba diving.
Hey now.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right. So, Diver Dennis has a friend with him. I don't know. Did he show up, Dennis, or no? He's not there
yet. I'm still waiting for him to get here.
Okay, but he has a friend that has the inside scoop on finding the lobsters. So he has some like honey holes, and I think what the plan is that Dennis is going to get him good and liquored up, and he's going to share some of those secret spots with us on the show today. How's that sound?
I don't know if he's going to share the actual locations.
What?
But we are definitely making arrangements to get you down to the Keys with us.
Right.
In fact, he just took his boat into the shop, and he's getting the fuel tanks done so that he can get more range so we can get out to the Tortugas and whatnot. So yeah. This is going to be an epic adventure once it all comes together, because he has a place in the Keys. So we have a home base right in Summerlin Key that we can go dive and we can go lobster hunting.
All right. Well, we got Summerlin Key out of him.
I think Greg is ready to go.
I'm definitely ready to go, but I think we need to get some specific spots out of him on the show today.
Oh,
that is the goal.
Guess who just came into the office?
Okay. All right. Well, get him mix him up a drink there, Dennis. Get him socially lubricated.
Get him hooked up here.
So we can put him under the spotlight and make him talk.
Sing like a bird.
That's right. There you go. Hey, Sam. How you doing, buddy? So we'll let you get him a drink and get him set up first, Dennis. So just stand by. We'll do that in hour two, as well as Mark Young from the Scuba Show is going to join us as well. One other story I wanted to get out there today for the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad and anyone checking in with us today. A new world record was broken this past week.
What did Neil do now?
Yeah, exactly. The dive god. We'll have to ask him about this. But in Croatia, well, she's from Croatia. Her name is Sandra Dalila, setting new women's world record for free immersion with a dive to 98 meters.
Holy
This
hell.
Is free diving. So, you know, do the math. That's 321 feet.
Holy crap.
Can you imagine taking a breath of air and then going down to 321 feet?
Nope.
That is nuts, isn't it? I mean, that's quite a skill. I was hoping we could get Mermaid Rachel, who's a free dive instructor, on the show today, but I think she's...
But no.
Okay. She might be training for American Ninja Warrior again or something. I don't know. Actually, she has a...
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, actually, she is training to, for the U.S. freediving team. And, she would know about this stuff. So we'll get her on eventually to talk about that. But, man, you talk about the bar being pretty high, or in this case, low, 321 feet. I mean, that just doesn't seem...
That's a world record, right?
Yes.
It's like not just...
She's from Croatia, yeah, the girl that did it.
How long did it take her to do that?
It took her 321 feet below the surface to...
How many minutes?
It took 321 feet to get down there underwater.
Trying to figure out here, because when Bubble Boy off-gasses, you know, we had to hold our breath and... You know, we have to hold our breath for a long time when he off gas.
Well, how long can you hold your breath? What is your best?
Well, it depends on, if Bubble Boy's in a room and he off gases.
You need that extra motivation, is what you're saying?
10 minutes, you have to hold your breath.
Okay.
I can off gas for about a minute and 30 seconds.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's doable. That's doable. See, when I was training for free diving, my best was 308. I did 3 minutes and 8 seconds in a pool. So I'm good. If it only takes him a minute and a half to off gas.
Jerry, that's why you use your spare air.
Right. Yeah. See?
Hey, you don't have to hold your breath.
Yeah, as you shouldn't when you're diving. And that's
somebody rips ass, just that's another use for the spare air.
Is that in the marketing stuff for spare air?
When your buddy rips ass. Suck on a spare air. I'll do the spot for you if you want.
Oh boy.
It's one of the accessories you can buy that actually will save your life.
Yes. And
but that's not funny.
Well, yeah. In this case, it'll save your nostrils.
You'll sell a million of them.
At least.
But what you do is you market them on Taco Tuesday.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. If you say
Cinco
so.
Cinco de Mayo specials.
All right. Well, I mean, okay. What is the longest you've held your breath training for free diving, Jerry? What do you think? Do you have a record, or have you ever timed yourself or done any training in that regard?
Just playing around. I mean, it's like 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. What do you mean playing around, though? Was this training?
Just in the swimming pool.
Okay, just farting around like dangerous stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to do
shallow,
that.
Though.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do
dumb
that.
Stuff.
Yeah,
dumb butt stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
Okay, yeah, because we don't encourage that. You're not supposed to do that in your backyard pool. I mean, this is have died.
Shallow water blackout, maybe.
Well, you really shouldn't be trying to do that without the proper training, because you need to have a buddy with you that's watching you and that kind of thing. Now, when I did the 308, so what? Was there anyone in there watching?
Which they probably would have said, "Look at that dumbass."
Yeah, well, they would say that anyway. You don't need to be in a pool. Okay, I kid, kind of.
That hurt, Greg.
Yeah, but
Gregory.
You want to do the proper free diving training.
Free driving.
And make sure that you don't push the limits without someone watching you, because if you go too far, you could pass out and you could drown, and that would be bad. But if you do the proper training, go to a proper free diving class, you know, I've been told many, many times before, and hell, I did it. And just, you know, one training session, and I did over 3 minutes. And they said they can take pretty much anybody off the street with just basic, you know, they don't have to be the epitome of health. But, you know,
I mean, yeah, if Greg can do it.
Duh.
I mean, he's old and he's in terrible shape.
Right.
If Greg can do it, anybody can do
right.
it.
Thanks, Vinny. And I mean, and
we could probably easily double whatever Greg does.
I mean, okay, if you say so. But the thing is, they say they can take anybody off the street with basic or average health and could easily do a 3-minute and, you know, learn how to hold their breath with some
Can you make techniques. It up a mountain in Fiji without sucking wind?
Nope.
You can hold your breath.
No, it has nothing to do with going up in Fiji, Mount Fiji. I'm talking about in the pool, doing training, proper free diving training. Now, just because you can hold your breath for 3 minutes doesn't mean you can take 3 minutes and do a dive down to 321 feet, let alone 50 feet for that matter, because it takes a little bit more effort to dive down. You're going to expend some energy and
I'll
stuff.
I'll go 15 feet if I lost my watch.
Mm. See, I think I've done a little bit over 60 on a free dive.
Liar.
It's not true. It is absolutely true. I've done that. But I would go down. It'd take me about, you know, 20 seconds to get down to 60 feet, 30 seconds maybe. And then I'd swim around for a little bit, about another 20 seconds or so. And that'd be about it. And I'd come up.
Greg, it's not story time right now.
It is story time. That's what this – what do you think Scuba Radio is, CJ?
You're making up crap.
It's scuba diving free – or in this case, free diving story time.
None of this has been independently verified.
I did it in the Florida Keys. It was at the Christ the Abyss. I did a lot of free diving training
there.
Well,
that's only about 20-something foot.
Well, that was – I did longer bottom times. That wasn't where I did my best record as far as going down to 60. But I did about 30, 40 and in that general vicinity. So I am special. I'm kind of a superhero kind of guy, yeah.
Butch and I would do 50 feet in Catalina all the time.
We'll see.
And Greg believes that he's been there.
Yeah, yeah, Vinny can do it.
He would bounce down to pick something up and come right back up.
Right, see, Vinny's kind of a superhero in his own right. All right, look, hour two is on deck. We're going to talk about where all the lobsters are and check in with the latest on the scuba show, which is just a couple weeks away. That's next on the world's first radio show. Devoted to diving. Rise there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go! Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.